Hey, it's Kathy. I'm just hopping in real quick to tell you that the doors are closing to the Abundance Method program today. That's right. May 16th, 4 o'clock Pacific time, we close the doors to this program. And I'm so excited to watch you change your life. I'm so excited to see what happens when you tap into the energy that is within you and you start to attract so much into your life, and there's incredible synchronicity, and you start to perceive what was always here in plain sight, and that which was hidden becomes revealed. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyhiller.com/join. And remember, those of you who sign up for the Platinum, you get the retreat included. It's going to be an incredible retreat. It's a 3-day experience. You can choose between July or October, and the July is definitely filling up. So come on in and join us. Again, the doors close at 4 o'clock Pacific today. You can sign up at kathyhiller.com/join. I cannot wait to spend 12 weeks with you and watch you become a master at manifesting the most gorgeous experiences and opportunities and abundance into your life. Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. I hope that you've been enjoying this week. You've been hearing the 5-day free workshop that I've been giving, and I'm hoping that you have been enjoying it. It's been absolute magic inside of the group. The comment thread has just been lighting up every single day, like Times Square, and the amount of people who seem to be having breakthroughs. It is just such an incredible experience, and I'm so just fully enjoying it on every level. I want to let you know that now the doors are open to the full program. So the full program, Abundant Ever After, is open if you would like to be a part of it. And if you've been enjoying this week, if you feel like this content has been lighting you up and giving you clarity, I just want to let you know that this was step zero. Like what we do in the program, we go through 12 weeks. And what we did here wasn't even step one of that method. It was zero, meaning we were beginning to have language around where we're headed and what's abundance and how we can start to paradigm shift. And then when we actually enter this program, we do 2 very specific things. The first 6 weeks of this program help you elevate the way that you feel, right? You actually get to change your vibration so that you are in that abundant state. And the second 6 weeks of this program, we give you a step-by-step roadmap so that you can take your passion and turn it into a profit, so that you are walking in purpose, so that you are giving your gifts away. But in order for us to get into that second set of 6 weeks, and it really doesn't matter, right, where you're at in this journey, because we actually have a VIP tier and we also have a solid gold tier. So if you just want to start where you are, you can do this solid gold tier. If you want to do the next level, that is also available for you. If you already have a thriving business, but you want to really reprogram your subconscious mind, and you know that there are days where you are in a trance because you are not feeling your best, and that is keeping you from your full state of creativity and joy and really allowing in the most abundance, right? If you want to work that muscle, this program is for you. If you have just started, this program has a track for you as well. So either way, whether you want to build and scale your existing passion and business, thriving, making profits, getting paid to be you, or whether you want to just begin that, we have a solid gold track and then we have a VIP track. They're both really and truly something I'm just so very proud of. I feel honestly morally obligated because I know, like I know, like I know that by you being in this experience, everything's going to shift. The way you feel, the way you see the world, the courage, the confidence, your self-belief, it's going to change everything on such a giant level. And then the way that you are able to allow yourself to serve and to get paid with ease. And we're going to be there with you. It's like having me in your pocket, helping you step by step know what the next thing is to do. And then in addition, either track that you're in, you get accountability. We put you in pods. There's a hybrid of both self-paced videos that you watch as well as live calls with me. Depending on which tier you're in, you get even more calls with me. And you will find that this experience is unlike anything else. And at the same time, you have to know yourself, right? Like you can sign up for the gym, but if you don't go to the gym, you won't actually get any healthier, right? Like this program is the kind of program that can change your life. And you have to be ready to show up and be fully available to take these steps. But if you take these steps, 2023 will not be anything like 2022. Like, this will be the year. And you will say to me, I cannot believe what's happening. It is truly mesmerizing. You were destined to feel this good. So if you want to be a part of this program that will allow you to fully bring in abundance on every level, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. If you enroll by tonight, you get 2 fast action bonuses. One of them is a bundle of really helping you understand sales without ever having to sell. And the other one is a hypnotherapy bundle where you will have a live hypnotherapy session with my hypnotherapist, as well as you will have a recording so that you can play that as often as you want, because we understand their neuroplasticity in the brain. And we understand that we need to embed different programs and different beliefs. And so this program thoroughly helps you to reset your subconscious mind to feel fully what is available in the actual reality of your life. And then we will help you see very clearly what are the simple steps, and we will keep you accountable to them. And it is such a game changer. So whether you want to do the first track, which has so much in it, or you want to do the VIP track, you can decide. But if you go to kathyheller.com/join, you can choose which one works for you. We would love to have you in there. The cart will close in a few days, and it would be awesome to have you be a part of it. I hope that you enjoy today's session. And there's more coming tomorrow. And of course, this podcast will continue to be here as a service and as a resource for you. But let's take a listen to today's talk. I hope that you enjoy it. We've got more good content. This workshop is not over, so you'll be hearing more stuff. And if you'd like to be a part of it, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. We'd love to have you. The doors will close in a few days, and then we'll be diving in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to day 4. We are so excited. This is just so much fun. We are going to dive in today to a few topics. We're going to recap a little bit about abundance and how we access that, right? And how we plug in. You know, it's like electricity is always, you know, if you have a house, there's an electric current, right? They've set that up, and your job is to plug into it, right? You plug into the outlet, there's the electricity, right? And so it's kind of like if you go to somebody's house and there's already Wi-Fi, what do you say? What's the Wi-Fi password, right? Why? You can just tap into the Wi-Fi. It's here, right? So abundance is all around us all the time. And so our job is to do what? So plug in, is to receive, turn our receiver on to receive it. And by the way, you know, we use this word receiver very often in my world. If you join our world, you'll just keep hearing it. And it's fascinating, the whole idea of being a receiver. I've had Gay Hendricks on my podcast twice. He wrote a book called The Big Leap, and it's all about how we hit an upper limit. And there've been a lot of studies about how very often people sort of have their sort of default level of well-being. And there's a mixture of some sadness and some happiness, and they won't really allow themselves to go ahead of it. For instance, he says, let's say you're getting along with your spouse. 3 days in, you, if you have a certain level of an upper limit, might feel like, I don't know, I'm just going to pick a fight because this feels a little too sweet, feels a little too good. And then it puts you back, like you'll find this equilibrium. So he says that people have this with abundance. People have this with work. People have this in every area of their life. And so we really want to break through our ceiling. And Tony Robbins tells a story about himself personally. I had him on the podcast, and he tells the story about how he built this business from nothing. And he started making $1 million, and it was huge for him, giant, right? And then every year he'd make $1 million, no matter what he did, what he tried, he would make $1 million. He couldn't go beyond it. And he realized that he had this belief about $1 million, that there was something so big about $1 million. And there was something that beyond $1 million, he felt like unworthy all of a sudden, which is so fascinating because it's all made up, right? It's all perspective. Some people would be feeling that around making $75,000. So he had the ceiling. And one day he was touring, right? He used to speak. He was in Minnesota. It was freezing. And he called his home. He called to talk to his kids. And they lived in San Diego at the time. And his kids were in the hot tub.
And he was standing in the freezing cold lodge in Minnesota with like a moose head on the wall. And he got off the phone and he started to cry. And he said, I'm not a rich person. I act like actually a poor person. I never enjoy my wealth because in order to keep this $1 million going, I don't go in the hot tub. I don't enjoy that. So they're in the sunshine. I'm in freezing Minnesota. And so he sat there all night and he said, why do I have a ceiling? What is it about $1 million that I can't break? And he realized that for himself, he had an upper limit and he didn't feel worthy of making more than that. So he tricked himself. And he said, what if I could focus on not my own worth, which, and I say trick because you're worth an infinite. What's your worth? Infinite. So that's why it's a trick. You're literally, what are you worth? What's your eye alone worth? What's an eyeball worth to you? What's your lung worth, right? What are you worth? It's priceless, MasterCard, right? So it is a trick to tell yourself that you have to trick yourself to think you're worthy of more. Obviously, you're worthy. It's a ridiculous thing to say what's your worth, right? So he tells this story that he said, I had to trick myself because my self-esteem just could not go beyond thinking $1 million. So he said, what if I gave money away in droves? Like he was already doing some charity, but he was like, what if I like gave? So he growing up was a kid who needed to go to soup kitchens on Thanksgiving and things like that. They didn't have a lot of money at all. Very, very, very poor. And he said, I'm going to feed 1 billion people. And by focusing on other people, it broke this ceiling. And he went from 1 million to 5 million to 10 million to 500 million and on and on and on. And I say that because all of us have a subconscious program that you are running. And brick by brick, every one of those thoughts creates a jail. It creates a prison that you live in. It gets very dark. And I think what great coaches do is they see further than you see for you. They see more for you than you see for yourself. What does that do? It lets you get the Wi-Fi. That's the password, right? You go to someone's house, like I said, what's the Wi-Fi password? When you work with a coach, you start to see further. So my question before is, what's been changing for you this week? Are you starting to feel how much more is here, right? From looking through lenses, the way Colleen and I are seeing you, the way we're seeing the world, is that changing? Is that activating? And therefore, you have a new limit. And maybe it's not here. Maybe the sky is the limit. And maybe it's even not, right? Maybe it's more than that. So any comments, Colleen, on anything I just said?
I just think it's such a powerful reminder for us to realize that some things in life, we're not as conscious of realizing there are those limits around. We just think like, oh, that's so exciting. I reached this point. Maybe you did like reach a level you wanted to, or maybe you just haven't thought about how something in your life that you feel like is satisfying is at this place. But when we really step back and we look at it, whether it's something we prefer in our life or something we don't prefer, there's always another level, right? It's just like the video game. It never ends. And it's really enthralling when we think about it gets to be better and better and better than we can even imagine every single day. And it's here for all of us. And when we learn to play from that perspective, when we learn to view reality through that lens, it's extraordinary what kind of magic starts to show up in your world.
Oh my gosh, it really is magic. And we're going to do a few things today. We're going to suss out really how do you choose what you are here to do, which is a big one. And we're also going to talk about how we can utilize the power of our mind to turn thoughts to things, because that is what we talked about on day one. And that is an actual fact that your thought, your focus, your visualization, your vibration changes, right? What you think about creates a feeling, creates a chemical, creates a change in your vibration. And then you actually have a different result in your life. And so that's why in our program, we do that for 6 weeks so that you become a different kind of a person where your confidence matches your highest and best thought possible. Right? It becomes a different program that your mind is running, which changes your vibration once and for all, which, by the way, we used to only teach that So if some of you are just wanting 6 weeks of that reprogramming your subconscious and tuning your vibration and learning to turn thoughts to things, you could just take the program for that, because the second part of it is just you're getting that with it, right? And for some of you, you're going to want to do that second part, and you're going to want us there with you, giving you a step by step, like having Kathy and Colleen in your pocket as you begin and go through that journey. Now, I want to say something about that. We are here in this world because we want to feel joy. And I want to tell you something about joy that you might not guess. What do you think makes people the most happy? Because this has been studied. In fact, I just had Bob Waldinger on my show, who's the head of psychology at Harvard, and he's been part of the longest study ever. It was a 75-year study that they did on happiness. And he found out actually exactly what the answer is to what makes people happy. And I'll tell you in a second. And in doing the 75-year study, Harvard did many other studies alongside it that were week-long studies and things like that, day-long studies, month-long studies, to see if they could corroborate whatever they found over here in the data with this other data. So here's the answer. And this is why I teach the way I teach. So this one study they did, and then I'll tell you about the 75-year study because it said the exact same thing. So they did a study with people. They brought in 1,000 people and they said, this week, we are going to see if we can make you the happiest version of you. So they asked them, what do you think you need to be happier? And somebody said, I need more money. So they said, here, it was a controlled study. They knew that they were doing this. They gave them some money to spend on themselves, right? Somebody else said, I need better sleep. I'm just out of sleep. They said, great. We're going to give you the conditions to where you get the best sleep. You'll be happier, right? Okay. This other person said, I need to eat better, right? I have this low mood because I don't eat well. So they said, great. We're going to give you wheatgrass and most delicious foods, and you're going to eat like that for a week. And then at the end of the week, they took all of these people and they evaluated them. They looked at them biologically and psychologically to see if anything changed. The guy who spent all this money on himself, right? The girl who got the better sleep, the guy who got the better food, nothing changed. Nothing psychologically changed. Nothing biologically changed. That was really puzzling, mostly to the participants, not to the doctors, but the participants were they found that really peculiar. They said, would you do us a favor and come back next week? Because we have an idea we want to try with you. So they said to them, we want this week, instead of you asking yourself what would make you happy, we want to see if you could make other people happy for a week. And so they gave them a list of things that they could do. So they gave money to other people. And so they each went out and gave money to different people every day. They held the door for people. They did acts of kindness for people. They showed up and did anonymous things for people. They did all these things every single day of that week to show up and serve other people. And the data was the data, and it's uncanny. They not only psychologically felt very different, but biologically, their immunity changed. The functionality, everything changed about them. Everything. On a cellular level, this was a different person. What did Bob Waldinger find in the 75-year study? That the thing that made people happiest, it wasn't their accomplishments. It wasn't how much money they had. It wasn't how many children they had in terms of numbers, right? It was the person they gave the most to, that relationship, right? What we get in this life is only what we give away. What we give away, that is what we get back, literally. In fact, it's the best thing for your immunity, because when you give, your serotonin levels go up when you do an act of kindness. So why do I say this? Because yesterday we talked a little bit about what business really is at its core, and why I like to both show you 6 weeks of tuning your own thoughts, learning how to drop in to the feeling of well-being that is always available for you. And then why do I couple that with a business? Well, that's really just to trick you to show up and serve, right? Why do we say your business really needs to be around your passion? Because you came to this world because you're needed. You're literally needed. If you weren't needed, you wouldn't be here, right? Every single day that you wake up in Jewish tradition, there's a prayer that we say. We say Moda Ani, where we say, thank you, God, for bringing me back another day, because clearly you need me here. There's something you need me to do, right? And you are needed. And so when you realize that this is what your business is really about, you get excited to show up and give things away and be generous. And then you're not attached and you're not worried about the outcome. It's literally just an exercise for you to show up and be generous. And then by being generous, the abundance just can't miss you. And so that's why it works. So let's talk about which thing to choose. Okay, let's talk about which of these projects is worthy of you diving in. I think so often my rabbi says we become me-zerable because we're focused so much on me, because we're really intended to be connecting and focusing outward. And so we then focus on ourselves in the worst way. We have imposter syndrome. We have self-doubt. We're not even focusing on ourselves in a positive way, right? We're focusing on ourselves. Who am I to do this? I'm not enough. Or, oh my gosh, I'm so worried. Or I'm worried that if I choose one thing, a part of me won't be seen, right? It's like all this yim yam, where we could just instead be feeling awesome and trying things and showing up for other people. You know, I'll say his name again. My mentor, Seth Godin, said it so well. He said, imagine if you were a lifeguard, but it was your first day and you had trained, but you were still a little bit uneasy. I mean, it's your first freaking day after training. And let's say the person that is the senior lifeguard says, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And he goes to take a break and you're sitting in the chair. And just then somebody starts to drown. He goes, there's no part of you that hears the story and thinks you would just sit there and say, I'm not enough. Let me wait for him to come back. No, you would dive in the ocean and you would show up and you would do your best. And you wouldn't say, well, I'm not perfect at the cross body hold. You would just do it. And by just doing it, that would be much, much, much more valuable than you sitting it out. And maybe, just maybe, you showing up actually makes a difference, right? And so very often we're so focused on ourselves in the most unhealthy way, right? And we're not really focused on ourself. We're focused on our ego, because your true self is the part of you that's so much more courageous than you think. Your true self has gotten you through every bad day. Your true self doesn't wobble. Your true self is kind. Your true self always knows that forgiveness is the easiest thing to give. Your true self, that's really you, right? The heart wants to forgive. The heart wants to see abundantly. The heart doesn't have any limit, right? That's why I said, when you close your eyes and you drop into your truth, you see for miles and miles and miles. It's your ego that's got problems, but everybody has an ego. It's a program. It's a software. You can reprogram it. That's what we do inside the program. That's why we spend 6 weeks on that. Okay. But we tend to focus, right, where we should not be focusing, instead of focusing where we should be focusing. So let's look at, what would you choose? Well, I'm going to give you some ways to figure out what would you choose to start getting you in service, getting you in flow, getting you in that juice of giving to other people. So how do you choose, right? How do you choose? Well, let me give you some really cool things that might help. And this is going to maybe blow your mind. And here would be my response. Which one's the easiest to start? Which one are you most excited about? And here's a big one. If it's going to be a business and not a hobby, the difference between a business and a hobby is economics, right? If it's a hobby, there's no money involved. When money gets involved, what does that signify? It means somebody needs or wants it. People pay for things they need and want. In fact, money, it's paper. You realize that, right? It's literally paper, or it's a credit card. But let's just use the paper example. So why does it have value? We assigned value to each piece of paper. We assigned a $5 amount of value to this, $50 value to this. And what do we do with it? We exchange this value for like value. So if this in the market is this much value, you give this much paper. That's really what money is. It's very simple. It's value exchange for like value. Like when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and you get X amount of tickets, that is value that you can exchange for a certain level of value. So if money is involved, it means somebody's going to value that which you're doing because they need or want it. and there's a certain value that they will give in exchange for it. So when you're looking for which one do you choose, you might take a moment, and we do this inside the program. We walk you through it step by step to validate it. You might want to see if that you can get what's called proof of concept, because there might be two things that you love. One might be doing caricature sketches, and one might be organizing homes. I know I've used that example too many times, but it comes to mind. I don't know. It's such, I think because I love having that done in my house, but whatever it is, maybe it's vegan meal prep. You know how to prep people's meals. You know, they say it's so good to, like, if you prep the meals on Sunday, you won't make bad decisions throughout the week. So some people do that as a service. I had someone on my podcast who did that. That's what was her business. Well, you might want to validate it, right? Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank was on my show. And I said, how do you know when somebody's business is going to work? And she goes, I'm not a soothsayer. I don't know. I need to ask them, what did the market tell you? Is there a market for that? Does somebody want it? And if one person buys it and is satisfied, what does that tell you? There are more people like that one person. So inside the program, we will help you test a couple different things, and you'll see which one is a business and which one might be a hobby, right? Which one might be a hobby. So those are some of the things you can think about. But at the end of the day, what you actually have in store for you, and here's a really important part, it's so much bigger than what you'll plan for. There's something in the world that we love more than anything else, and you know what it is? It's synchronicity, right? How many times in your life can you look back and say that the biggest things in your life, it was actually like out of the blue? Like, how did you meet your husband? You know, it was so funny. Like me, for instance, I moved into a particular apartment on a particular street in LA. And literally I'm walking down the stairs with the landlord, and I'm telling her, I think I'm going to buy it. And this woman walks up the steps, and she lived in this other unit. And she said, are you going to rent that unit? This is a true story. I said, I think so. And she said, well, you should, because every girl who rents that unit gets engaged in the first year. That's why that unit keeps changing. That unit is blessed. And I said, really? Well, that's cool. I think I was 27 years old at the time. That sounded like a good idea. So what do you think happened? I married her son. Is that a mic drop? Yeah. I married him. She wasn't planning for that. So that was really interesting, because wow, was that synchronicity, right? If I hadn't moved into that apartment, we wouldn't have started to date. In fact, there's no way, because he's so introverted and he's so different than me. But what did I see? Every day I would be getting ready. I was, you know, in the morning getting ready, curling my hair, whatever I was doing, and I'd look out the window and I'd see him come bring his mom breakfast. And then what would I see every night? He'd come and it makes me like teary, but like I'd see him taking care of his widowed mom, and we became friends. And at first I tried to set him up with, like, I literally set him up with three or four girls over the course of like 6 months. And my sister said, why wouldn't you date him? And I'm like, I don't know. He's so quiet. We're so different. And she's like, and you love him. And I was like, I do. Oh my God. I literally do. And I never would have dated him if I met him anywhere else, because he is so quiet that I would have perceived that he's not the person I wanted. Why do I tell you that story? Because the most magical things in your life are when you come home and you say, Colleen, you're not going to believe what happened. That happened last week. I went to see Esther Hicks in Monterey Park in LA, and I freaked out because my very, 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 very favorite band is an a cappella group called the Pentatonix. And I ran into Mitch Grassi in the lobby, and I was dying. I was like, I go, Mitch, like, meeting you is better for me than talking to Paul McCartney. Like, for me, like, I live and breathe the Pentatonix, live and breathe. We've seen them 3 times in the last 4 months. I took Colleen and 12 of my friends and family to see them for Christmas. We've literally flown to 2 different states to see, we're like obsessed with them. So why was that the best thing ever? Because if you would have planned it, if you would have told me that I was going to go meet him, it wouldn't have even been as good, right? I would have been nervous. Like, this was the best because it's out of the blue. So why do I say that? Because the most magical things happen when you let them. mm-hmm. right? And when you stop worrying and you're not attached, you're actually alive and the sweetest vibes come out of you, then maybe this woman does say, you know, you might meet your husband. And then maybe it turns out to be her son, right? And maybe you just go to an event and then there's this person that you just can't believe that you're getting to meet. How many times in your life? Because do you really want the predictable? Like, think about it. Like, your ego really does, because your ego is scared. So it wants certainty. It wants to predict things. But what was the best is, like, remember when you were in fourth grade and you knew the next day was not going to be the same because you were going on a field trip, so you couldn't sleep the night before because you got to do something different, right? Do you really want the routine? Do you really want Groundhog Day, or do you really want an adventure? Your soul 100 zillion percent wants an adventure. Your soul does not want to predict anything. Your soul wants some transcendent, mystical, out of the box, synchronistic experience, 1,000,000,000%. But if you're so focused on needing it to be a certain way, you might miss out on what it actually is, because I never would have told you that my plan was to have a podcast. But if I wouldn't have just let go and just kept saying yes and being so busy giving and so busy playing and so busy enjoying that I wasn't attached, well, then guess what? I got all these things, right? And Mitch is going to be on my podcast next week, right? That's the funnest part of having a podcast, is that when somebody has something to promote or a show, they call me now, right? And so we've had all these incredible people. Like, to sit across from Marianne Williamson on my podcast was surreal. And then she came to my house 2 months ago and sent me an orchid. I'm like, what is my life? Like, it's bizarre. It's like an amazing thing that I've gotten to connect with these people and talk to. I've had the Property Brothers on and Harry Connick Jr. and Rob Lowe. And I'm like, I fantasized about you guys. And like, now we just hang out. Like, of course, it's so normal, very casual. It's my life, but it's so much bigger and better. So when people say, what is it that's on your 2-year plan? I'm like, oh, I want way bigger than that, right? I don't want to predict it. Colleen, anything you want to say about this?
It's so freeing, right? And when Kathy says choose the thing that's easiest, what I often see happen is people go, but I'm not sure how I can see this thing is going to lead here, how I'm going to make the money I want to make from this thing, or how the, and it's like, that's where we have to give ourselves permission to not even go with our thoughts in that direction. Because, like we've been emphasizing this week, there is nothing more potent than the energy of the now. And if you can just give yourself the permission to allow whatever excites you, whatever you're enthusiastic about, whatever you're passionate about, to be part of your daily experience, you will be led wherever you need to be led to, whether it is creating this amazing cheesecake business from randomly making a cheesecake one day, or whether it's by making that one cheesecake, it leads you to a conversation with someone else that leads you to something completely different. It doesn't matter, right? So like when Kath is saying the soul wants the unpredictable, we don't need to know the treasure map. We don't need to know the destination. We just have to know in the moment, is this easy? Is this fun? Does it excite me? And trust that that's it. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And on that point, you know, I think one thing that could be really fun is if let's say you decide you're going to do this program that we do for 3 months, maybe that second set of 6 weeks, you design it around a hobby. Like, you take the pressure of it, and it doesn't have to be a business, because I know, like, I know based on research, you need to be in service. That has to happen for you to get the happiest you. But if you designed it around being generous, it's easier to show up online. It's easier to give away that cornbread, right? It's just something you're giving, but then it'll turn into a business, right? And by the way, for those of you who for sure have a business and you want to scale it, we actually have a VIP level. And we didn't talk about that yesterday, but we have a VIP level, which comes with a whole bunch of stuff. And that's for somebody who wants to scale from 6 to 7 figures, or from 7 to multiple 7, right? And there's a lot of beauty and yumminess in there, right? And just so you know, we have designed this method, right? We have a 6-week method to help you to reprogram your subconscious mind to start to change the way you think and feel, which is everything. And then we have a 6-week system that step-by-step helps you to build something that really starts to feel abundant, where you can give away your gifts. Some of you are already ahead and you might want the next level of that. So we offer it. But just so you're clear, this workshop, this 5 days, I wouldn't say this is step one out of the 12 weeks. This is step zero, right? Because what have we done this week? We haven't even gotten to begin, because if I'm teaching you math, right? First, we just have to learn the numbers, right? If I'm going to teach you a new language, if you're going to learn Chinese, we just have to learn those characters first. That's a whole world. What are the characters? My daughter's in kindergarten. She's just learning to put three letters together because first she had to understand the sound that every letter makes. And that was eye-opening. And now she's literally like so excited because she can read the word the, see, this, right? And she's excited. Now she can take three-letter words that are sight words. She can start to pull them together in sentences. And soon she's going to have the proficiency. She can write, right? She can do other kinds of things with it. So this workshop, as much as you're getting, it's like a fire hose, right? What are we doing? We're building blocks. So this is the beginning of laying down a foundation for you to start to understand the language, which is abundance, which is what is so powerful about you and your focus. And then we're looking at what is within you and what are the ways that we change the way we think about giving things away into the world so that we can actually then build things upon it. Because what did we say so many times? If you have a subconscious belief that will sabotage you, it will not matter what I teach you. And so much of what we've done this week is we've demystified things, right? We talked yesterday about sales and we completely changed that around, right? We made it about empathy so that now a part of you can walk toward it because it doesn't repulse you, right? We talked about charging people. And when you charge people, they get a charge out of it. They get electricity out of it. Maybe it's positive, right? So we're changing the way we believe things about money. We're changing the way we believe things about ourselves. And we're changing the way we believe things about what's possible. So in thinking about what Colleen just said, that there doesn't need to be you holding on to a grip because there is a treasure map that's so much cooler, right? Mm-hmm. Life winds up being so much more of a mic drop than you think when you let go of worrying about why this one thing hasn't bloomed, right? It's like if you have a whole garden and you just throw different wildflowers everywhere, it's like you might look over here and go, but that's blooming and that's so cool. And I didn't know that was going to happen. And that's the best part. So I want to tell you really quickly a story, and then I want to do a meditation with you guys, a little visualization, because I think this will be a really powerful tool. So the story I want to tell you, I interviewed Howard Schultz, who started Starbucks as we know it. And the story was so powerful because, again, the treasure map was beyond what he would have predicted, which makes it so, so cool. And so what I didn't know about Howard Schultz is that he grew up in public housing. He grew up in a public housing tenement in Canarsie, Brooklyn, at the last stop of the L train. And his father had been paralyzed coming home from the war, and his mom was doing her best to raise these four kids and rub two nickels together. But she had so much vision for him. And so every night when she put him to sleep, she used to say, even though we get off at the last stop of the L train, this is not your last stop and you will not get off here. And that like totally makes me cry. So she said to him every night, like, you know that, you promise me, like, you don't get off here. This isn't your last stop. So he had that. And even though every single week Jewish Family Services would give them food because they had nothing to eat, and even though they were so poor, he believed her that this wasn't his last stop. So he actually played a lot of football because there was no space inside the tenement. There was no room in the apartment. He used to do his homework in the stairwell. So he was outside on the concrete playing football, and he actually got pretty good at it. So he got a scholarship to go to a school in Michigan to play football, which is the only way he could go to college. When he graduated, he got a sales job and he worked for FedEx. He was pretty good at it. And so he got a job for a coffee company that made packs of coffee, right? They would sell these bags in bulk to businesses. So businesses would have coffee in the break room. Okay. For the first time ever, this company, not Starbucks, different company, sent him abroad, and he had never been out of the country. He was a kid who grew up with nothing. So he got to go out of the States. He went to Italy, and he was supposed to be at this conference learning about all this coffee and espresso so that he could sell it. And he's sitting in this conference room on day two, knowing he has one more day in Italy. And he said, what am I, crazy? I could be anywhere. I don't even know I'm in Italy. I'm inside of a conference room. Like, I'm getting up and I'm just going to go walk around and I'm going to go check out the city because I have never been outside of the US. And he walked around and he saw something that really struck him, was which was that people were sitting and lingering at these espresso bars and the coffee cups were this big. And he noticed there was nothing left in the coffee and people were just still talking and talking and talking. And he couldn't believe that. Like, this energy, it was about the connection. It was like in Europe, it wasn't about how fast can you eat your meal. It was like, oh, we're going to sit and linger and chat and talk and connect. And the coffee's been gone for a while, but we're still here. And he said, I never saw that in the United States. So he came home and he said to his wife, he's still married to her 47 years. And he said, I'm going to create that. And she's like, are you crazy? Are you crazy? And he's like, I think I'm crazy. Like, I'm a little crazy because I have this vision I can't get out of my head. We don't have that. There's no place where people go and they're not going for the full meal. They're not even going for the coffee. They're going because they need this third place. They have work, they have home, but they need a third place. They need a place to go that's not a bar. It's a place to talk, to have conversations, to read a book, to sit. And she's like, I think he's crazy. Anyway, long story short, he took that vision. He opened the very first Starbucks in Seattle. And it was the very first time there was a thing, and it didn't come with bacon and eggs at first. It was just coffee. And does anyone know how many stores he currently has? Starbucks grew to 35,000 stores. And this kid grew up in public housing. So it's an amazing story. And I think sometimes when you're so hell-bent that you know how it has to go, you miss out on all of the best stuff. If I would have been the girl who would have been so pissed that I lost that record deal and I'd still be trying to bang on that door, I wouldn't be here because I would be like, no, I know better. So what I think happens often is that the dreams that are meant for us are not always the dreams we chase, are the dreams that chase us back. Right. And sometimes life is like the game of colder, hotter. And as you move in one direction, the universe, the world, something bigger than you calls you forward and says, no, 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 this is it. And you stumble upon it. And it's the best gift ever because it's a surprise. Right. And it doesn't matter. See, that's the thing. He didn't say to himself, well, existentially, is my greatest gift in life to humanity a coffee bar? Like, first of all, he didn't know he'd have more than one, right? He didn't ask that question. He just followed an impulse, right? So often it's like, well, how could this become my thing? Like, well, if really your thing is just being giving, you don't have to overthink it. Like, you could literally do anything that makes a difference for people, right? At the end of the day, I went to a funeral for a guy. I knew the son, and his dad worked at JVC. He was an accountant. And he said, my whole life, I was embarrassed because my friends' dads were doctors and lawyers and making big change in the world. And my dad was a CPA at a VCR company. And he said, when my dad died, I got literally piles and piles of letters from people who worked in the office who said how kind of a person he was. He would go get coffee. He'd always get coffee for his assistant. And he's like, I realize it's not what he did. It's how he did it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's about being in service, and it's about giving yourself an opportunity to do that. Colleen, anything you want to say before we do a visualization?
I just want to echo how powerful that is. I mean, I remember the pest control guy I was obsessed with. Like, he was delightful. And when he retired, I was so sad because I felt like I was like, oh, but like, you're my friend. And it's very, very true. And this is why we talk so much about that authenticity and that sense of bringing yourself to what you're doing. It's never just a problem that you're solving. And that's why there's an infinite amount of space for everyone to be doing what you are drawn to, right? That's like I always say, that's why there's In-N-Out. That's why there's McDonald's. That's why there's Burger King. That's why there's Sonic. That's why there's like all of these places that technically do kind of the same thing, but they all do it with their own stamp. They all do it with their own special sauce. And when you allow your own presence to be there, you'll realize that, of course, there's infinite room for everyone. There's no such thing as market saturation, right? That doesn't exist. That's a concept that we think is there, and then it makes us hesitate and doubt. It's if there's a problem someone needs solved and you're drawn towards showing up in that way, freaking amazing, because you are going to be the answer to someone else's prayer. in a way that someone else who does the same thing won't be, right? There's different flavors of ice cream for everyone.
It's 100% true. And I think that the imposter syndrome, and you guys, this is going to be in your booklet today, in your workbook, because Colleen and I both have been coaching people for a long, long time. And she's also a therapist. And we see that the things that become our greatest prisons are our own lenses through which we see ourselves, right? And here you are in day four, and part of you is feeling excited and alive in a new way. And then comes this part of you that goes, who do you think you are? You know the truth, you know what's possible, and you know who you really are, and you're not enough. And that's just because what you practice, it's a program. You literally create neural pathways in your brain. Just like if you wear the same Birkenstocks every day, they'll mold to the way you walk. Your brain does that. And so it's about the understanding there is a neuroplasticity in the brain, thank God. And by firing and wiring new thoughts with new feelings, you can change those patterns. So those things will start to get quieter. They'll prune away and new thoughts will be there. And your whole day will be different because of those new thoughts. But it's amazing how you'll think, I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I'll tell you one more thing and then we'll do a visualization. This woman who came through our community, Danielle Silverstein, she said her and her husband were about to get divorced. She told this story publicly on my show. And she said, I just felt like I had nothing to offer. And I kept looking for answers. And every time I turned around, everybody was perfect. And everybody's marriage was perfect. So the answers about how to better my marriage made me feel like the worst. You know, obviously we should split up. So then she said, you said, do things messy. You said, I'm enough. You said I could try it. So her and her husband, Adam, decided, what if we took our messy marriage, which we're about to say, forget it. And we started a podcast just sharing our real story. Maybe we would talk things through. Maybe it would help somebody. I don't know. So they started this podcast and they would ask each other really important questions. They would talk about addiction. They would talk about their sex life. They would talk about all these things that went wrong. And then sometimes they would cry. Sometimes they would scream. Sometimes they would finish the show arguing. And it started to better their marriage because people started writing in saying, I'm just like you. This is helping me so much. I don't feel alone anymore. I feel seen. I'm also struggling with this. We also have been, you know, in a dry spell. He yelled, blah, 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 right? Anyway, they wound up getting 300,000 downloads in 6 months. They were featured in the New York Post. They wound up starting a business because they started a little ebook where they would publish the questions they asked each other on the episodes and other people could ask that to their own spouse. Then they had a request for a retreat, a couple's retreat. Now think about that. They're not experts. They're not therapists. Why do people want to come? You know why? Because it makes people feel hopeful when other people are in it with you. And it's not look at me, but come with me. I'm figuring this out also. So I think that you do this really big disservice to yourself because you have these really, you know, BS belief systems and you have this like, I'm not good enough. So therefore I can't do anything with where I am at. And it's like your brokenness makes you more qualified. Nobody really wants perfect. In fact, I have a friend who's a screenwriter and she said, you know, the thing that you need to do, if you want the audience to hate a character, she says, you know what you do? You make the character perfect. And by the end of act one, everyone is not rooting for that person. People hate that person. But if you make a person flawed, everybody loves that character. Why? We see ourselves in that person. So why would you dare think that in order for you to do anything successfully, you have to be perfect, right? Every leader, every person, right, has stuff. And that's what we like because there's no straight lines in nature. Everything is quirky. It's the quirkiness, right? Batman, he's a hero, but what does he have? He's an introvert. He's shy. That makes you love him, right? Clark Kent, same thing kind of, right? Makes you love him. You don't want a perfect person. Why do you love Ross and Rachel? Because he's got his own stuff and he gets nervous and it's cute. You want that person who's not perfect. In fact, Jennifer Aniston always plays that character. She's like, I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm not perfect. And you're like, I love you. I care about you. I have empathy for you. I see myself in you, right? Maybe she just has better hair than all of us, but you get the point. So let's do a little visualization right now. Okay. So I know that I can't see you, but tomorrow we're going to give you a Zoom link and I will be able to see you. But for right now, I'm going to trust that you're going to come on in with me if you're ready to close your eyes and do like a 1 minute, 1 to 2 minute little visual meditation. Okay. Let's go. So close your eyes. First of all, we never remember to breathe. Let's take a few deep breaths. Oxygen is so good for your body. Oh my God. Isn't it just so good when you can just arrive at your own door in a moment? You go, here I am. I'm present. Wow. So here we are in this moment And we're going to go on a little adventure. We're going to go forward in time in two different directions just to see what we can see. So let's go one way first, and then I promise I'll take you to the other way. So let's say that we zoom forward a year from now, and you leave this workshop, and you continue to think the way you thought before you got here. And some of the day you lie to yourself and tell yourself you're not enough, and you just kind of let that run on autopilot. And a year goes by and you don't really take it upon yourself to show up differently. You kind of show up the way you've been showing up. So a year goes by and you didn't take new action and you didn't put yourself into any kind of a different state. How do you feel? It's a year. How's your relationships? How's your life? How's your health? What opportunities did you not have? And now let's go further. Let's go 5 years from now. It's 5 years from now. And that auto program has continued to run and it just got louder and louder because it rehearses every day. And it just tells you this isn't possible. You're not enough. There's nothing else. And you don't practice. You don't practice any kind of change in your behavior and your habit and your thoughts. And so nothing really changed. So how does it feel 5 years from now? How's your health? How's your marriage? Who did you never get to meet? What did you not get to do? And now we'll go 10 years in the future. You just continue to kind of run on this autopilot. And most of the day, you just felt lack. Something else needed to happen that wasn't happening. You didn't feel in service. You weren't giving your gifts away. You weren't in that flow. And you were kind of run by these limiting subconscious thoughts. And it's 10 whole years and you're 10 years older. How do you feel? How's your health as a result? How did that affect your relationships? How did that affect your kids? How did that affect your marriage? And who did you not get to meet? And what experiences did you not get to have? And how does that feel? Okay, so now we're going to come back to where we are right now. And we're going to do it differently. So I want you to zoom out 1 year from today, and you practiced and you showed up. And you intentionally took every day and you spent that time in the morning selecting your thoughts the way you select your clothes. And you made a new choice and you had 20 seconds of courage every day. And you showed up and you felt into tuning your receiver, feeling what it feels like to allow yourself to see clearer, to feel how much is already here. And you said things always work out and the universe is abundant and I have so much to give. And those thoughts changed your vibration and that vibration changed the way you felt and that feeling changed your behavior. And you took action and you showed up and you got brave and you got messy. What is your life like a year from now? What does that feel like? How do you feel about yourself? How has that changed your relationship? How has it changed the people in your life? What are they doing differently? Who's now in your life that wasn't in your life before because you've attracted new people in your life? What experiences did you have? And now go 5 years. Now it's been 5 years. You've practiced it. You got better at it every single day. So you've compounded and built on it and built on it to where it's now a habit. You've done this and it's a habit. And now your habit, it's working for you. You wake up every single day. You get out of bed like a lion, so excited to start this day, so grateful to be here. And you see in yourself so much more than you ever thought that you could see. And you start to see further and further and you're unattached and you're having fun and you're just enjoying all of the miraculous synchronicities every day. And you're being led to this opportunity, that opportunity. What did you get to do? Who did you get to meet? How did life unfold? What kind of adventure are you living? Where did you take your kids on what trip? What ocean views did you see? Where did you travel to? How amazing is life? How lucky are you to be here? And now I want you to go 10 years in the future. It's been 10 years, 10 years, and your life is just so different than it was before because that one step led you in such a giant different direction. And you just kept building on it and building on it. And now I want you to picture you're standing in your living room, wherever it is. And it's the most beautiful living room and you stand there and you look around and you love what you see. And this is just so beautiful. And you look out the front window and there's a person standing outside the window with their hand on their heart. And they came and they have flowers in their hand because they came to thank you for what you did. They came to thank you for just your energy. They came to thank you for the inspiration. And now there's another person and another person. And before you can even blink three times, your entire front yard is filled with the people who've been touched by your energetic, the people who've been touched by your work, the people who've been blessed by your blessing, the people who you've been given, you've now given to, you've given money to, you've given ideas to, you've given hope to. And now there's more people and they're spilling out onto the concrete. They're spilling out onto the street. And now the entire street, it's like a vigil. There's literally so many people. You couldn't even count how many bouquets, how many human beings are standing there in witness to the way your life, your one life, your one moment of courage every day, how it compounded and compounded and compounded and how you've touched their lives. Feel that. How does that feel? And now you can open your eyes. So what's the best moment for you? What's the aha in that meditation? Because so often we forget that our greatest tool is you were put here to do something. It's a phenomenon. You can turn thoughts to things. And the way, right? It's magnetic. It's literally a magnet. In fact, they've taken an actual magnetometer, a machine that measures magnet. And when they put the magnetometer on an egg, a goose egg, a reptile egg, a pregnant mother's belly, do you know what they find? That by the head, wherever the head is, there's a positive charge. And by the feet, there's a negative charge. You know what a positive and negative make? A magnet. When you're in flow state, when you feel pumping through you alignment, you become a magnet. Your thoughts do turn to things. But do you know what they notice? When people are in fight, flight, or freeze, there's no positive charge anymore. It's all negative, negative. There's no magnet. You're not magnetic anymore because there's too much cortisol. So your tuner is off. You become more matter and less energy. You slow down. Right? When you're excited, you speed up the way you speak. You get in magnet. So your most valuable tool is not just the thought, but when you visualize that thought, the feeling brings it back. It pulls it in like a magnet. So the thought sends this out, the signal, and the feeling pulls it back. So when we visualize, this is really why I said Phil Jackson had the Lakers and the Bulls. Why did they have them meditate? Because you mentally rehearse it. You mentally rehearse the feeling of it. And the feeling of it gets memorized in your vibration. You lock in. And then when you walk into the world, it's a fait accompli. People see you coming. Everything's moving toward that magnet. Everything that's equal to it shows up. Right? And of course you get the promotion. And of course the marriage gets better. You awaken in other people the absolute best possibility because you're in a magnet. So that's why every single book, every single study, every single athlete, every success person, right? There's some morning practice. There's some morning ritual to harness this, to get you in state, to get you over here. Now you're in peak state. Now you're bold. Now you can move, right? And that's why in our program, we break this into two components. So if you just come for the first 6 weeks, you actually don't need anything else. But I love business. I geek out on it because I love being in service. And for me, I want to help you master that. So if you're at one level, we're going to be there step by step to be in your pocket and tell you exactly what to do and keep you accountable. Because if you read the data and you try to make a change, do you know how much more likely you are to make the change if you have accountability? You can try. You can leave here and say, I'm going to do this on my own. And I will just tell you data. And you can go Google it. And you can go research it. And you can knock it every other way to start, try to stress test what I'm going to tell you. If you have accountability, do you think you're 45% more likely to make a change? Do you think you're 17% more likely? Do you think you're 71%? No, you're 97% more likely to make a change if you're kept accountable. So you know what's good accountability? good social pressure, right? When people around you are showing up and then they put you in a position where you are rewarded and you are given accountability and you are all working together towards a goal, you don't want to be anything less than the people who are functioning at their best around you, because water seeks its own level. And when people are all in and you're always together, that's why we put you in pods. So whether you're at the gold level or at the VIP level, you get put in pods of people at your level, right? And that helps you become accountable. So that's why we've designed this. I want to ask you to do something. I want you to pretend that it is December 31st of 2023. I want you to go a year from now almost, and it's New Year's Eve. And I want you to pretend that you're toasting with your friends, and I want you to write down right now. I want you to write down, take out a pen. 2023 was the best year because. What are you going to say December 31st? What are you going to say? What are you unwilling to not say? Right? We get to a place where we get fed up. You know, when we change, we get so sick of it. We get sick of it enough that we're like, this is it. And that's why I took you on that visualization, because sometimes we're not doing ourselves the greatest service because we're not willing to be aware enough. Because people will say, it's fine. No, it's not. And you know, it's not fine. So am I everybody's best coach? Hell no. But if I'm your best coach, do you think I'm not going to sit here and be evangelical about how you need to get in this program? People say, I can't afford it. I'm like, can you afford to not do it? Tell me how you can afford to not do it. Tell me how your life will be different in 10 years. It's your life. People are like, well, if it was surgery, I'd pay for it. It saved my life. It's like, well, this will save your life. Your life was designed to be amazing. Can you afford not to do that? I think the answer for a lot of you is hell no, I can't. I cannot, right? And it's amazing how when our kids want something, mommy, I want to take tennis lessons. I'll figure it out. I'll find the money, right? But what about yourself? Ooh, no, I don't think so. Am I going to invest in myself? No. Why? It's not because you don't believe in me and Colleen. I think you're pretty smitten. It's because you don't believe in yourself. You know what I can't afford it means? I can't afford to do something else where I disappoint myself because I don't believe in myself. That sucks, because you know what your kids get? It's not what's taught. It's what's caught. They mirror you, right? My husband's been practicing doing stand-up comedy. And my daughter said, Daddy, I'm so proud of you, because she knows how scary that is for him. She sees him get up and do it. And sometimes he wins and sometimes he bombs. And the night he bombed, the other day he comes back and he goes, I'm getting up again. And I was in tears because I said, you know what you just gave to our 9-year-old? That's everything. I don't care what you do when you sit with her and help her with her social studies homework. I care that she sees you do that. Because if she doesn't make the baseball team, what are you going to say? Get back out there. Hell no, right? You're not going to take that. You've got this. And you've got this. But you've just sucked it up. Colleen, what do you want to add?
I love the fired up Kathy. Ooh, it's my favorite. It's true. I mean, the reality is, for most of us, there are certain dreams, there's certain goals, certain desires that you probably have for a really long time, right? And you probably are maybe a bit deflated, maybe a bit confused. Like, what the heck? Like, why? Why does this not shift for me? Why do I see that person over there and they've got it going on? Like, what is going to make a difference for me, right? And honestly, it's exactly what Kathy has been saying this week. It comes down to realizing that asking the question about how am I going to make this difference is the wrong question. It's who do I need to be? How do I need to shift my energy? How do I need to deprogram the parts of me that are self-sabotaging, the parts of me that have low self-belief, the parts of me that second guess myself all the time? How do I reprogram in the confidence, the courage, the belief in the abundance that's actually truly here, right? How do I learn to start celebrating that? How do I give myself the space and permission to like play, to show up, to share the truth of who I am, right? And be able to feel how good it is when you can come home to that and just be present with yourself in that space. And there's one thing that is always true, and that's that energy doesn't lie. Right? It's not what people say. It's not even what people do. It's the energy that's driving all of it. And when we understand, oh my gosh, what's possible for me? when I try this on, think about it this week. Notice, how have you felt being in this environment? How have you felt listening to Kathy sharing all of this? Like, what have you noticed about what comes to life inside you? And that's why I always say, when we're making decisions, don't choose from fear, choose from possibility. Choose from the part of you that you're honoring, not like, oh my God, if I don't do this, I'm screwed. Or if I don't do that, this, like, that's that rational, logical side of us, right? It has a role, it has a purpose. But the truth of who we are comes down to that inner knowing and learning to trust and listen to those, what start off as whispers. And then as we get more and more attuned to it, we allow them to become the dominant voice that guides us, because it's the truth of who we are. And when we tap to that, that's when everything changes.
It's so important what you just said. Like, don't make a decision based on the part of you that's scared. Make a decision based on who you want to be, right? Yeah. And people will say, oh my gosh, you know, there's other things that I can take. And there are, like, literally, you guys, there are thousands of coaches and there's so many good ones. And there's also stuff out there that's not going to work, right? Like, if Colleen and I wanted to make our life easier, I would just create pre-recorded programs that would be much cheaper. People usually sell those for $1,000, right? And it's like, you'll just go watch something. But I know your behavior. I know your pattern. You know what that $1,000 then really is? It's so expensive because you're not going to watch it. And even if you did watch it, without the accountability, you're not going to actually make the change. So in order for me to give you something I'm proud of, to have the reputation I have, it's about getting you to the finish line, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care about how many people buy a thing that then just sits on their desktop. That doesn't make me feel successful. What makes me feel successful is you actually cross the finish line. And for you to cross the finish line, you need three things. You need the information, but you need the implementation. So we do co-working calls. We do live Zoom sessions where I'm going to go through it. Colleen every single week is going to go through the curriculum with you. And then you're going to have 12 hours with me to do it, right? And the VIPs, you're going to get even more of my instruction and more of that implementation. And if you can tell this week, the way that I do things, it's like the best MBA you can get. It's not theoretical. In college, it's amazing people pay for college because it's a lot of theory. And then it's hard to go get a job. Who wants to go get a job? You can work for yourself and do something that's not theoretical, right? So we've had people literally spend this amount of money because they know there's a difference in the quality that they're getting. And then it's not theoretical. They turn that investment into hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So that's, if you really look at what you can get from that, and are there guarantees? 1,000,000% no. If you go to Yale, they're thinking you're lucky to have the option to pay them $75,000 a year for law school. What does that guarantee you? Nothing. But is it the best law school? It's apparently the best law school. Okay. Now you go there. Now what do you get? You get all these tools, right? You sit with geniuses. You have teachers that you just, they open worlds in your brain. What can that do for a person? A lot. So we're not for everybody. And some of you are going to be at a place where you say, I'd rather just listen to free content. Great. The podcast is there for you. I do it 3 times a week minimum. But I can tell you, the reason I do these challenges is because you need more than the podcast. So some of you get a lot out of this. But some of you say, you know what? I got so much out of myself. I feel something I've never felt. I see something and I have to keep sustaining that. Because here's the thing. What we don't sustain, we go right back. Have you ever not worn your retainer? Your teeth go right back. Your habits, your automatic program, it comes right back. So for me, the reason I get like this at the end of this week is because there's no good reason you can't be in this. We had a guy in one of our programs, Nick. He was finishing school, 4 kids, and he was a chaplain at the hospital. He goes, I turned to my wife and said, there's no way we can afford this. We can't. He goes, then I go to church on Sunday and I hear the pastor speaking. And he goes, and I heard like, Kathy is my person. Like, no, we have to figure this out. So you know what he said to his wife? He goes, how can I come up with whatever, $300 a month? How can I do that? She's like, you're going to figure it out. So he asked that question. How could I figure that out? You know what he did? He took his children while his wife was at work, put them in the van, and he ran one night a week. He did Instacart.
And he wound up doing the program. He wound up building this business. And he said, my kids, forget the fact that I got something out of the class and I built a business. He goes, my kids knew why I was in that Instacart. That is so moving. It just is. It's enough. Be resourceful. There's no good reason that you can't invest and bet on yourself. It's disgusting. It's got to stop. And by the way, we all love data, right? Because science is so great. Science is just hard to argue with. The data shows that Americans, I don't know anything about other cultures, I haven't studied it, but at least for us, we go 71% over this budget. So you know what the truth is? You're going to spend the money anyway. Oh, that's hard to swallow, isn't it? But you do. You spend the money anyway, except you spend it on stuff that makes you feel good in the moment and doesn't last. You'll spend it on 3 extra things at Target. You'll spend it on a couple beers one night. That money, by the end of the year, I guarantee you, you will have spent it, but you won't know where you spent it. But we're spenders. The behavior is the behavior. The pattern is the pattern. We see it in the data. And then people say, oh, that's not what it is for me. For me, it's I don't have the time. And I say, it's not that you don't have the time, because I have other data that tells me that that out of all the people in the world who have smartphones, you're on that phone a lot. You're on that phone way more than you want to admit. And it's not 30 minutes a day. The average user is on that phone. It adds up to 4.5 hours a day. That's wasted time. But you know what you're looking for? Dopamine. You're looking for a hit. You're looking to feel better because you don't feel great in your moment that you're living. So when you start doing this, you don't scroll so much because you're busy. You got something to do that's giving you real dopamine. And then people say, well, it would take too many hours, more than the hours I spend on my phone to start something. And I say, give me 45 minutes that are directed and focused a day. You'll build a $1 million business. But you need to know what things to work on, right? You can't just go be busy working on your website copy, because I'll tell you that's a waste of time, right? You need to be talking to people, get that feedback. Why does Amazon dominate? Why does Netflix dominate? It's all feedback driven, right? It's human behavior. It's talking to people. It's asking a few people a day, a few questions. And people go, well, that's so scary. And it's like, well, not if you're being generous, not if you're more worried about serving than you are about how you're being perceived. So we geek out on this stuff, but if you want to join us, you can still get the bonuses till this evening, which are 2 hypnotherapy sessions with my hypnotist. She used to be an anesthesiologist, which is why I think it's really interesting, because she worked in the OR. And then in her life, she found out that by giving people hypnosis practices, she could lower the amount of dose that they were being given on medication, which is just genius. So anyway, you get 2 of those sessions, plus you get a package from another group of gorgeous, gorgeous coaches, specifically on selling without selling at all. And it's fired up. It'll get you fired up. You get that if you join by tonight. The link is kathyheller.com/join, kathyheller.com/join. And really, there's 2 levels, right? So there's the gold level, which is a 12-week program. 6 weeks is spent on tuning you in, changing the habit, changing the program, reprogramming so that that confidence is there guaranteed. That self-belief, the way of seeing bigger than you saw yesterday, guaranteed. We're going to tweak it. We're going to embed a new program. We're going to trick your mind into thinking the way it was designed to think. You're going to get more dopamine, more serotonin, and more momentum. The second 6 weeks, you're going to take something that you love and you're going to give it and you're going to give it. And even if, right, this thing turns into just a little bit of sales, right, it gets you going, but it'll give you the roadmap to make 6 figures. It's going to give you that first 100 grand roadmap. If you're on the VIP level, this is for anybody who already has a business and you want to scale it. You want to get more out of it. You want to build from where you are, right? We're going to help you do that. Colleen, anything else you want to add?
Yeah. So for the VIP people, just so you know, you get everything that Kathy's talking about. That's at the goal level, we'll call it. And then in VIP, you're going to get an additional 3 private calls with Kathy. Okay. These group calls where they're basically really focused on accelerating that business where you're at. So you can go to that next level. there's going to be three live guest expert calls. Okay. We're going to bring in three amazing souls to come in and work with us live on very specific aspects of both that abundance and that sales side.
And that's also with me. So you'll have like, we'll focus on the three pieces that we really feel you're ready to hear next. Right. And so whether it's about marketing or whether it's about utilizing social media in a certain way, we're kind of going to zero in on some of those next level pieces. It's really, really fun to bring in those friends of mine because they're always ready to share. Colleen, go ahead.
Yeah. So basically you get an additional 12 hours live with Kathy in the VIP level. There's going to be three Voxer days. So group days where everyone in the VIP track will all hop on Voxer together and we'll get to like coach with you guys back and forth through that.
Let me just explain what Voxer is. Voxer is a free app and it's like a walkie-talkie. So you can go inside of it. You can do one-on-one or you can create groups. So we will create a group for those of you in VIP in the Voxer channel. And we will have times allotted where you can just have access to me, right? Kathy, here's what I'm going through. Colleen, what do you think? You know, can you look at this? Then we're also going to do an audit on your Instagram, sort of what's your link in bio? How are you telling people what you're doing? What's the content? How are you engaging people? Keep going, Colleen. I don't want to cut you off.
No, that's perfect. And then you also get the digital podcasting program. So if you have a podcast and want to take it to another level, if you've been wanting to bring in that kind of asset to help you with your audience growth and your engagement, you will also get access to that. So right. And then weekly co-working sessions. We're going to have power hours where the VIPs can hop on for a separate hour and everyone commutes together and just powers through specific work that day.
And that's really powerful because we'll give you a focus. Like we're all doing this right now. Everybody's going to go into breakout rooms for a minute and then they're going to actually turn off your mics and everyone's going to work on it. Now with the gold level, there's an aspect of this that you're getting for exactly where you are. Like, it's not helpful if somebody's beginning to learn piano, it's not helpful for me to take out Mozart and teach you Mozart. Like that's, it's not a vibe. That's actually going to overwhelm you, right? You need exactly where you are so you can move from here to here. So we've tailored it to you, but just so you know, at the gold level, it's chock full, right? You're getting 12 hours. You're getting that time with me of instruction. You're getting every single week, you're getting a call with Colleen as well. So what does that mean? She's going to show up, go over some content, put you in breakout rooms. You're going to have time to understand and implement things. You're going to have a little time also to co-work together. And there's going to be time for Q&A, right? So there's a lot at both levels. And it's kind of a choose your own adventure depending on where you're at right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to come back and we're going to be on Zoom so that you guys can ask questions. And we've been reading, and I want to tell you right now, a giveaway. So we're going to give away right now two $500 Nordstrom gift cards for those of you who gave feedback, which is helping us with tomorrow's call. KathyHeller.com/share. If you want to share your feedback, I would like more of you to do this. So tomorrow we'll give away another two Nordstrom gift cards for those of you who do this. So Colleen will announce those winners on this call, but we want to get more of that feedback. And we'll also let you know the link for the call tomorrow is what, Colleen?
KathyHeller.com/party.
Yeah. So tomorrow, if you want to join us on Zoom, it's KathyHeller.com/party. We will be with you there. So if you've been enjoying the workshop so far and you feel like you've already gotten a ton out of it and you want to get more out of it, you can show up tomorrow. And I will tell you that if you don't feel like being on Zoom with us, because for some reason it makes you feel a little intimidated, you can show up right here. We're going to stream it into this Facebook group. So you can either come on the Zoom or you can be here. I will also say for those of you who are having a little FOMO and you're like, I think I want to be at the VIP level. So there'll be time later down the road after you finish this 3 months, you can always opt into something bigger at that point, right? It just, you can choose your own adventure wherever you're at. And of course we have payment plans. So if you don't want to do this in one chunk, you can do it in payments and you can actually give yourself that as a goal. Like, if I change the way I think and feel, and I change a little my behavior, maybe you give yourself a goal. Could I just make enough money to pay back what I spend on this class? And maybe just that little goal would give you so much. And I'm sitting here thinking, of course you can do that. Like literally right now, there are already customers looking for every single kind of thing. And if we know that the energy is what actually resonates, right? And we come up with a little bit of a way for you to validate and test something for free. I'm telling you, this is not my first rodeo. That's there for you, right? And then maybe you'd say, "Ooh, I did that. Could I actually scale that down?" Like maybe you can, right? And those of you who already have a business and you're like, "I want to get that edge," you know who your right coach is, right? I'm not everybody's perfect coach. I'm just not. And that's perfectly fine. And I want you to find the person who is. But if you feel like there's something unique that personally speaks to you and resonates, I'm kind of like a mishmash between Seth Godin and Wayne Dyer and Esther Hicks and Gabby Bernstein. And I love business, but I'm also really playing from a space that's all about alignment. And so if that feels like that serves you, then I'm happy to show you how I've sustained making, you know, $500,000 a month. Like how have I sustained being able to make multi-million dollars a year? I'm happy to show that to you. It's here for you. I know it sounds crazy. Believe me, it is awe-inspiring how abundant it really, really is. It's just so abundant. And so for those of you who didn't catch this, we have a full podcast program that's just podcasting. And in the VIP level, you get that program. So there's tons of instruction that just help you to build a successful show and monetize the hell out of it. That's its own lane. And that is in there as well. We love this. Colleen, do you have any other announcements or anything left to say before we hop off?
No, we'll send out the links tomorrow for the Zoom. If you want to still watch on Facebook, you can come hang on Facebook. If you want to come in the Zoom room, come in the Zoom room. We're all here. If we max out in the Zoom room, then come watch in Facebook. If you get an error on that, I think they allow about 1,000 of us in the Zoom room. So don't panic if that happens. We'll still be in the Facebook feed too.
Amazing. We can't wait to come back. Tomorrow is going to be so fun. We're going to love getting your questions. And it's just the best to get to meet you guys and hear from you and unmute you and all of that stuff. So we can't wait. Do your homework. And if you want to not only do your homework for that giveaway, but if you want to also get the Nordstrom giveaway and you want to be eligible for that, go to kathyheller.com/share and share your feedback, because we'll choose another two winners for a $500 gift card to Nordstrom tomorrow, because we just really love seeing what you need, what your goals are, so we can keep finding ways to serve you better. That feedback is everything. Thank you for today. Thank you, Colleen. And we will see you tomorrow. Go get your bonuses and sign up by midnight, kathyheller.com/join. And we'll see you tomorrow for the rest.